How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. Today, I'd like to talk about different forms of nourishment. So, the most widely available, or the nourishment that most people think of first, is food. Because most people do it 3 times a day or more, and this is just what we all grew up with, and this is what our society teaches us. But if we look at it from another perspective, there is something much more important that we need every minute even. So we can live without food for a while, for a few weeks. Many people with a higher weight could even survive without food for longer periods of time. But usually most people, I would say, could survive in extreme situations for at least a few weeks without food. And then the next form would be water. Most people are dependent on water, but I personally know people that have dry fasted for 6 days. I even know people who have dry fasted for 7 days or more. So you can live without water for a while, but you can't live without oxygen. So the first and most important form of nourishment is oxygen. And after that, it is water, and then it is food, physical food. Fruits are the best, and then raw living foods, raw foods, and after that, simple plant-based cooked foods, and then we go down the detoxification ladder or pyramid. But besides of the physical forms of food and nourishment we can have from the air we breathe, from the water we drink, and from the food we eat, there are many, many different ways of how we can nourish our body. And everybody that has been in a loving, supportive relationship knows how it feels like to fall in love with someone. And when you first fall in love with someone, you forget everything else. You are together with this person and you don't even need to eat all day. You don't need to drink. You are just in this pure bliss state. And this just reminds me of being a kid, actually. Like, when I was a kid, my mom had to call me in to get food, to eat something, to drink something, because I would say most kids experience that as soon as parents let their kids play outside in the garden or do whatever the kids want, kids don't usually want to eat a lot. They are just in pure bliss state. They enjoy their life so much, and they just do their thing. They just enjoy life. But because parents think that kids need to eat, to grow up, to, like, of course they need to eat, they need nourishment, but not nearly as much as most people think kids need. And this is how we as children get conditioned into, or programmed into, eating 3 times a day or more with snacks in between. But coming back to the bliss state, we can reach this bliss state in many different forms. Some people love to do art, yeah, drawing, or playing an instrument, or painting, or other people just love to dance, do yoga. Some people enjoy just going for a run or going cycling, or some people meditate. Like, there are so many different forms and so many different actions you can take and tools you can use to nourish your body. And I'm not a breathwork expert, and I don't have a breathwork routine, but whenever I do it for even 10 minutes, 20 minutes, just conscious breathing while I'm working, conscious breathing, reminding myself of breathing deep and slow into my belly, like kids always do. That's why they stretch out their belly always. I feel amazing. I feel less hungry. I feel less need for outside stimulation in general. But because, what I was just talking about, because of the programming and the things we are getting taught by our parents or the people that we grow up with, it creates trauma. It creates these programs that we think we need so much. We need physical food. We need the stimulation to keep going. But the more we step away, the more we clean ourselves, the cleaner we eat, and the more in tune we become with our bodies, and the more breath work we do, the more we move our bodies, the more we realize, the less we need. And this is very crucial to shift the focus from just eating food, I need to just eat fruits and just have the best quality foods to be nourished all the time. Yes, it's very important, because you wouldn't put diesel into a Ferrari. You would put the best gas you can find into the Ferrari, and not buy some cheap stuff and put it in there. And it's the same for the human body. You want to find the highest quality fruits, vegetables, living foods, and prepare them in a loving way so your body can utilize it in the best way possible. But besides that, we can use many different forms. And if you have been on this self-healing journey for a while, or you experimented a little bit here and there, you might have realized already, the more fulfilled you are in your life by doing what you truly love, the less hungry you become. Most of the time we eat out of boredom, or because we want some entertainment, we're looking for something spicy, something crunchy. If you're a little angry, like, yeah, some crunchy chips, something like that. It has a lot to do with our emotions. And the more in tune we become and the more fulfilled we are in our life, the less we really need, because we are already fulfilled by what we do on a daily basis. So yeah, this small short podcast episode is just a little reminder for you to shift away from being so demanding on having the best quality foods. Yes, focus on that, but also focus on all other aspects that can truly nourish you on a deep soul level. And you will realize, as I said, I'm repeating myself now, but as I said, it's very important to realize, the more fulfilled you are in your life, the less hungry you will feel, and the more you will get out of life itself. So this is everything I feel like I want to share in this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to see more of my private life, you can check me out on Instagram. It's just my name, fabio.bellanova. Feel free to send me a message there and get in touch with me. I'd love to get feedback for these podcast episodes. And otherwise, I hope to see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.